The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Wilson of KGLA Radio in Algona and Rick Patry of Eldora Newspapers. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, thank you very much. First off, can you give us the latest? Last week, President announced maybe an aid package for farmers that have been impacted by the tariffs that have been implemented. And has there been any update on that or any idea what farmers are looking at there?
Yeah, I can tell you. The main part of it would be done under a 1930 piece of legislation called the Commodity Credit Corporation, CCC, as it's known here in Washington. It hasn't been used in the last 30 years except 1998, and I'm not sure I remember why it was used in 1998. Probably there won't be any payments made for several weeks or months, and I don't know what the decision is exactly why and when those would be made at a certain time. And we do have notice that farmers can apply in September for them. And so there's probably some work gone into it. There would be some cash payments to farmers. There'd be some purchase of commodities, food, et cetera, meat. I don't know what all would be. Cheese, I suppose, is one that's always easy for the government to handle, things of that nature. But I think I'd rather, if you'd let me give you this opinion, farmers don't want aid, they want trade. You've heard that said by almost everybody from the Midwest. And we said the same thing under George W. Bush and under Carter and under Reagan when the same thing happened. And the president needs to get some agreements out so we take the uncertainty out of the reason why we are having this aid to farmers at a particular time when we have low grain prices. But it's a nice interim step, but boy, it's not a solution to all the problems we have. Only the marketplace is that solution. Rick?
Senator, just speaking outside of the investigation, but in general, what's kind of the comfort level with the president's outreach to Russia in general?
Not a lot of comfort because we don't have enough information. If he'd give us more information, there might be comfort. If there was any comfort, it's that he hasn't backed off of any of the sanctions we have against Russia and some evidence that he might put more sanctions on if China doesn't reform. And I would hope that we would be able to. But the reason that there's not comfort is he had an opportunity to make it very clear that we know Russia interfered in our elections, not changing votes necessarily, but trying to muddy the waters, I guess I would say. And secondly, to ask for the extradition of those 12 people that the Justice Department has filed charges against. For my part, it's pretty simple. Putin's not a friend. He's a liar, and Russia's an enemy. Brian.
Senator, is there any concern, no matter how this investigation plays out, that this will impact the fall campaign here for the congressional and Senate candidates that are facing re-election this year?
Right now, no. And that's based on a Wall Street Journal poll, but I think it's been verified by other polls, that when you look at immigration and budget deficits and the economy generally, and health care, and I don't know how many other issues, you know, those are getting into the 15 to the 20% range of people's interest and what they might vote on, whereas Russia hardly got 1% in that poll. So right now, I'd say no. Rick?
Senator, I don't know if you folks ever hear much from our former governor who's in China now. Do you get kind of a feel for how the reaction is over there to what we've been doing and they've been doing?
The answer is I saw him at Easter when I traveled with a delegation of senators to China on these whole issues of trade, and then he was there at some of our meetings. So I had conversations with him there, and then he was in my office probably a month ago now. I suppose he was called back here by the president to consultation, and he talked to us. But I got more of a sense of it in a newspaper article that he gave interview for when he was back here when Governor Bob Rae died. And he was kind of pessimistic about that is going to be a near-term solution found, that you better have some patience. That's about the best I can give you. Now, Brian?
Is there any timetable for maybe a hearing on the president's Supreme Court nominee? And to go along with that, just what's on your schedule for the next few months? What are you going to be working on next?
Maybe in a couple weeks I could give you a more definite answer. Right now I'd say sometime during September. And maybe in a couple weeks I could give you a specific date. But right now I'm not prepared to do it because we're just now getting the documents from the Bush Library that we need for him, like when he was consul to the president. We've got plenty of material to work on, just 307 court cases that he wrote, as an example. But there's a lot more that we got to go through. By the way, we'll have a million pages besides his court cases that we know we're going to have. That's more than previous five Supreme Court nominees together. So this guy's got a lot of paperwork for us to go through, and that's why it's difficult to say exactly when we will have that. Don't forget, we're meeting 3 out of 4 weeks in August, where normally we don't meet at all in August. So that'll be appropriation bills and nominees. We got about 45 district court nominees on the agenda that the Democrats are going to filibuster, so it's going to take us a long time to get through them. There'll be a lot of work on those. And then, of course, getting ready for the Kavanaugh hearing, it's going to take a lot of time for senators on the committee and our staff to get ready for that. Let's see. Oh, I think there'll be some further work done on appropriation bills in August. But this week, we've got to get the Farm Bill to conference. We got to do the flood insurance legislation. And we got to do the defense authorization bill yet. And then next week when we aren't in session, I've got 15 county meetings scheduled to get me from 66 up to 84, I think, counties I'll be through this year. Normally I get done by Labor Day, but being in session is going to cut us out of that. I don't know how much more time we have, but let's go with Rick at least to see if we can get him in.
We received a note from your office just this morning, I think it was, in regard to the immigration issue, and there was a proposal to hire more immigration administrative judges.
Oh, yeah.
To expedite things.
Yeah, we sent around an op-ed piece by me and Tillis and Cruz, and there's a bipartisan group working on that legislation. It would have at least three things that I highlight. One would be doing away with the court case of 1997 that said you got to separate the kids from the parents if the parents are in detention after 20 days. The second one would be we're detaining a lot of people now compared to the Obama administration because we want to make sure they appear when they're supposed to be in court to see if they can stay in this country under our asylum laws. And if you don't keep them in detention, then they never show up for their court appearance. So we got to have better housing for them. And then lastly, we've only got 350 judges. We need about twice that number of judges so they don't languish waiting to see if they can legally stay in the country under our asylum laws.
Thank you, Brian and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.